Good morning, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, March 14th, 2024, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a higher open, with S&P futures pointing up 0.3%. This follows Asian markets closing mixed and European markets largely higher in early trading. The US 10-year is up a basis point, yielding 4.20%. The dollar is firmer against the euro and yen, softer on the pound. Oil is up, gold and industrial metals are lower. Cryptocurrencies are mostly up. Markets are awaiting the next batch of data following Tuesday's CPI report. Today we get the PPI, which feeds into the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, and retail sales, which will show strength of the US consumer. Meanwhile, the broader disinflation trend is still intact, and market is still pricing in about 85 basis points of rate cuts this year. Also, there has been some positive takeaways from broadening of upside participation. No new developments in Europe. The focus may veer towards ECB speak, with the ECB's Schnabel and Dicos on the wires today. In Asia, Bank of Japan tightening speculation continues to mount, with the Nikkei reporting the board to discuss scrapping the no interest rate policy at next week's meeting. On the data front, we had the Switzerland February PPI coming in negative but above consensus, Finland February CPI coming in below prior read, and Sweden February CPI coming in below expectations. On the data front, we have the weekly initial jobless claims and continuing claims. As discussed earlier, the February PPI and February retail sales, followed by January business inventories and weekly EIA natural gas inventories. In corporate news, Reuters reports that Archer Daniels Midland's ethanol trading operation is under DOJ investigation. People with knowledge of the matter say that the US Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York is investigating whether ADM improperly accounted for hedges on its ethanol trading desk. And Bloomberg reports that Walt Disney's board is focusing on four divisional heads as part of a formal search for CEO Bob Iger's eventual successor. On today's earnings calendar, we have Dollar General due to report before the open, and Adobe and Ultra Beauty due to report after the close. Asian equities traded mixed on Thursday. Japan's Nikkei and Topix reversed much of Wednesday's losses, while South Korea's Kospi neared two-year highs after fresh gains. Bank of Japan rate hike is in play next week after strong wage agreements. The Nikkei top story digested Wednesday's flurry of Shunto wage agreements, noting that some 80% of leading manufacturers fully met union demands and most companies awarded pay rises in excess of Rengo's calls of at least 5% growth. This led into a front page article indicating the Bank of Japan will debate a rate hike at next week's meeting, with this year's wage hikes set to beat last year, which raises the certainty of achieving a stable 2% inflation. European markets have opened largely higher, with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100, French CAC and German DAX all trading up. UK real estate agents are the most optimistic about near-term house price growth in almost 2 years, according to a RICS survey showing a jump in new property listings. The 12-month house price expectation score doubled in February to the highest level since June 2022. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Thursday, March 14th, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.